USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy outdoing itself with job creation last month. The Labor Department jobs report just released shows around 250,000 jobs created last month, when analysts were expecting it would show about 208,000. The jobless rate holding steady at 3.7%, which is still a five-decade low. President Trump continuing to focus on illegal immigration in these days leading up to the midterm elections, saying that it's impacting average Americans.
And places enormous strain on our local schools, hospitals, and communities in general, taking precious resources away from the poorest Americans who need them most.
A Texas deputy in critical condition after being shot in the head by a suspect last night in LaGrange. The suspect now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of mailing bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, due in a Miami courtroom this morning for a pretrial detention hearing. Funeral services scheduled today for the oldest person killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 97-year-old Rose Malinger was attending a baby naming ceremony at the Tree of Life Synagogue when a heavily armed man walked in and killed her and 10 other people. President Trump could soon be filling a key diplomatic position.
And there are reports President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year.
USA's Robin Walensky. The San Francisco 49ers haven't identified the cheerleader who took a knee during the national anthem last night before last night's nationally televised Niners game against the Oakland Raiders. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Google workers across the world staging an unprecedented walkout yesterday, protesting the company's treatment of women and how it's handled cases in which male executives were accused of harassment. This woman says,
"We want to show them that we care, that we're paying attention, that we have higher expectations, that we want things to change, that we think they need to change."
The walkout took place at about 24 different offices around the world, including at Google's big offices in New York and San Francisco. The company has about 94,000 workers. More information being released surrounding the death of notorious Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger earlier this week. Federal law enforcement officials say the 89-year-old had been transferred to a West Virginia prison due to disciplinary issues at the prison he'd been in. It was at the new prison that he was then beaten to death just hours after arriving. Bulger serving a life sentence for his role in 11 murders at the time. And no charges are being filed against an unintended stowaway on a flight from Kansas City to Chicago a few days ago. It seems this baggage handler for Piedmont Airlines says he had gotten drunk while on the job and then took a nap in the plane's cargo hold, waking up in the windy city. The hold was heated and pressurized, and the flight only took an hour, so he wasn't injured. He got sent back to Kansas City to face disciplinary action. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.